From Feature Story News in Washington and our bureaus around the world, this is FSN Reports. I'm Kevin McAleese. A second member of the so-called Cuban Five spy ring has been released from a US prison after more than 15 years behind bars. The five men, hailed as heroes in Cuba, were convicted in 2001 in Miami on charges including conspiracy and failure to register as foreign agents in the US. Havana rejects the charges and maintains the men were working to prevent anti-Castro militant exiles from committing acts of violence in Cuba. Earlier, I discussed the case with Gloria Lariva, coordinator of the National Committee to Free the Cuban Five.
The Cuban Five are five Cuban nationals who came into the U.S., specifically Miami, in the early 1990s to monitor and keep track of the terrorist organizations in Miami that have carried out countless attacks on the people of Cuba. They were undercover, and after 8 years, the FBI arrested them and charged them on spurious false charges of espionage conspiracy, and in the case of one of the five, Gerardo Hernandez, murder conspiracy, which was totally a frame-up because of the Cuban government's plane shoot-down of the Brothers to the Rescue planes 2 years earlier. So the five have been over 15 years in prison. Two now are home. We have heard now that Fernando Gonzalez, who was released from prison yesterday, is now in Cuba, and it's a great, great moment to celebrate for us.
These men are considered heroes in Havana. I mean, that's the sort of welcome they're getting.
The five were officially declared heroes of the Republic, which is an enormous honor, because of the mission that they were carrying out in Miami, having left their families for possibly many, many years in order to protect the people of Cuba. The people of Cuba have suffered over 3,400 deaths, over 2,000 wounded from terrorist attacks, many of them financed and armed, trained by the CIA. And therefore, anybody who would protect the people of Cuba is a hero. But what made them especially heroic was after they were arrested, the U.S. government, the FBI, threatened them with never leaving prison, never seeing their families again, and has consistently offered them that if they turned against their country, if they bared false witness against the other brothers, that they would be let free. And they refuse to do that. They refuse to cooperate with the government that has placed them in prison because what they were doing was saving lives.
That's obviously in contrast to how the U.S. authorities at the time judged the men's activities in the U.S. Can you just explain what the sentiment in Miami was like when these men were standing trial, and what the supporters say about the influence, the bearing that had upon their conviction?
It's very interesting that during the 7-month trial of the Cuban Five from 2000 to 2001, when they were convicted in June, there was scarcely a word about the trial taking place anywhere in the United States or elsewhere, but inside of Miami, there was a virtual hysteria that had existed at least since the time that the men had been arrested 2.5 years earlier. Over 1,000 newspaper articles were written, not one in favor. And not only were they hostile, they were publishing absolutely false lies, making claims that were never charged inside the trial, but they were made public. It's truly astounding the level of coverage that was so inflammatory. And therefore, we think that legally, with the habeas corpus appeal, the final appeal of the three of the five, that the evidence that's been uncovered of a constitutional nature that violated the due process rights should be more than sufficient grounds to overturn their convictions.
Gloria Lariva, coordinator of the National Committee to Free the Cuban Five.